Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
It's all right.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello? Yes, Katie?
No, this is her cousin.
Okay, this is Darlene. Hi. I'm trying
Hi.
To find, I don't hear anything from her. I'm trying to find
I don't
find
either.
Out if, yeah, I'm trying to find out if she's okay. What's going on, because I heard the song, the introduction, and then after that, the song went off, but I don't hear anything.
I know. I texted her and told her I didn't hear anything, and I told her I'd be getting on at 9. She said she texted back okay, and I haven't heard anything either.
Okay, so go ahead.
I'm going to call her on her personal number?
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
Okay, so I'm going to stay connected with you so you can let me know what's going on, because I'm texting her on my other phone.
Hey, ladies.
There she is. Hey.
Yeah, okay. All of this time I've been talking and you guys were not hearing a thing. You know what, Blog Talk Radio, shame on you. All right, we had a mic difficulty. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hanging out. Let me get started again and let you all know what is going on. We are happy to announce that after 4 years of being in this studio, telling you guys just how much we cannot stand the injustice that goes on, we cannot stand the blockades that they put up for African-American world to come out and get our businesses done, the blockades against our benefits, the blockades against small business loans, about making education happen. And we've been promising you that we were going to come up with something that will be some real solutions and realistic measures for our ailing community that will allow every single one of us to get back to our rightful, great feeling of hope and achievement. And that is what we've done. And I am proud to announce that On the Edge Show, after I've been out on that horrible illness that you guys have heard about since March, I'm back, because one of the things that all of you know is Katie does not go down and stay out. So when I was down from the air, these ladies and myself have been in the background grinding the midnight oil, burning the cement, and all that other stuff, to get out there and come up with every aspect of something that we know affects all of us. So for all you single mothers out there, you single fathers, you entrepreneurs that don't know which way to start or think that you need $200,000 just to get started on one small thing, every little step counts, and we are actually helping you with what we're about to do and announce. Be able to cut a lot of avenues or course avenues down and get at least some real big, basic, and crucial start and platform. So, Darlene Cox Owens,
yes.
CEO of Lights in the City Entertainment Productions of Brooklyn, New York, also known as Miss Lady Lace to the singing world because she has a beautiful voice, has teamed up with me and my other amazing partner, Elaine Nieves, Lady Diamond, who you guys have heard, those of you that's been with us, as my partner, my co-panelist. She can't make it tonight, but she's here. We three ladies heard your complaints, combined it with our complaints, combined it with everything we see going out on out there, with some very big, deep passion for our future children to have some type of hope in the middle of all this nonsense, have created and opened up a marketing and networking gateway company called On the Edge Networks LLC, which we are launching this evening to let all of you know that this is what it is. The ladies on this panel are going to contribute to some very crucial things that's going to help us break the cycle and get back on track. So now I'm going to tell you what we're doing. If you are already a small established LLC in a local neighborhood, okay, because the big guys out there don't look at us. We have so much to offer and so much to give, and they don't care about looking for us until something happens. But yet, they need us. And our motto is we are the entrepreneurial empire built for the little guy by the little guy. Every single thing that we offer, that we build, that we create, that we sell, that we exchange is going to be at the hands of a local freelancer, a local youth intern, a local entrepreneur in progress, meaning if you're that single mom or dad that makes baskets or fixes cars or creates something and you want to sell it, but you don't have $600 or $2,000 to start your LLC, we have an option for you. If you already established and you need some more help connecting to clients, connecting to people, knowing where you are and what you do, we have an affiliate service for you. If you are just a freelancer and you want the opportunity to be an established LLC or just be a permanent call freelancer with standing contract work for us, we've got something for you. Anybody else that is out there with children that are in school that want to do website design, fashion, technology, build logos from scratch, which is something we direly need right now, help to monitor a social media device while getting internship credits and getting real portfolio experience, we've got something for you, and we've been at it quite a while. So starting with you, Darlene, just briefly say who you are, what your company is, and then I'm going to move on to our other wonderful special guest who has something else to say in the middle of all this.
Hello, you wonderful people out there. My name is Miss Lady Lace on stage, and my actual name is Darlene Owens. I'm the CEO and founder of Lights in the City Entertainment Productions. What that entails is that if you have someone, a loved one, a person that you care for, and they are making a great accomplishment and not being acknowledged, I'm here to help you to fulfill one of their dreams if possible. If you have an idea or you would like to give them a special event, I have access to several venues. I help you with the decor. I help you with the theme. I help you with everything. So I've created a team that is standing by my side 100% that we will help you to create the dream that of your dream.
Thank you very much for that. Can you hear me? Because you're sounding a little chopped up. I want to make sure you finish speaking.
Yes. Well, okay. Basically, I'm going to close with this.
I help you with not only the decor. I help you, you know, to, I'm a party enhancer as well, and I am also a vocalist. So it's a all-in-one package. So come and see Lights in the City. Give me a call if you need.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely vouch for you. That's why we got started. So now I want to move on to our special guest for the evening. This is my cousin, who we just met after a long issue in our family that kept us away. But one of the things that I have found out is that she is one amazing entrepreneur. She is energetic. She's passionate. She is a great researcher because she's out there really getting involved with everyone. And she is very passionate about making improvements and offering other people the chance to do business as well for themselves. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you all to my cousin and a wonderful entrepreneur herself with a lot of knowledge, Miss Lady Linda Bird. And tell my panel what you do and who you are, cuz.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for that wonderful introduction, cousin, because, you know, and back at you, because you are an amazing individual. We were destined to come back together after all these years. So I am a credit repair agent and also a financial specialist. I work in the financial sector with insurance. So to make a long story short, I have been involved in the network marketing industry off and on for about 20 years, and I became an insurance agent about 11 years ago, and I found a passion for wanting to help people because I work with the senior market, so I'm in protection. And recently, because of some circumstances that happened in my own life, I found myself needing to find a credit repair agency. So as you all know, there are many of them out there. But the one that I happened to find was one that really is dedicated to financial education from the middle school age children on up. And that was what set this company apart from the rest. And I got extremely excited about it. And I am currently in the process of cleaning up some of my own personal issues because you want to be able to be able to say that, yes, this works, and practice what you preach, basically. So what I have found is that, you know, in the schools they teach a lot of things, but, you know, they're not even teaching kids how to balance a checkbook anymore. It's so easy to just see something and want it and purchase it and without regard to, you know, the delayed effects of high interest rates and, you know, bad credit versus good credit. And also, as an insurance agent, what I found was that you can actually be declined positions of employment due to credit. You can have two people that have similar backgrounds driving similar vehicles, and when I say similar backgrounds, I mean like age, gender, things like that, and one is paying substantially more for their car insurance than the other. Why is that? Their credit is everything. So it's important we start cleaning up our credit, take back a lot of our power as far as how we're spending our money, be able to keep our hard-earned money in our own pockets instead of giving it away to these high interest loans and situation.
Exactly.
So that's what I do.
I find what you're doing important, and that's something that collaborates with what Darlene, Elaine, and I are trying to do with this company. It's not just about, you know, just marketing your business or marketing your idea or networking amongst each other. It's about this. The things you just mentioned, okay, kids as young as junior high school, they have no idea how to balance a checkbook. I got like the fumbles today. Balance a checkbook. So here we go with the first thing that they're going to run and do is go after whatever the media is showing them is important. $600 iPhones for a kid that's 13? They don't. Where are you getting $600 from? And if they were disciplined enough to save money from a summer job, then why wasn't the next step taught about how to make that investment come back 10 iPhones fixed, you know? And that's one of the things they're not doing. Home economics used to be part of junior high school education. That no longer exists. So we have children that don't even know how to do household things that are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is to rebuild not just the market for us, because we definitely need to do that for ourselves, but we're trying to help people understand that if you're looking at only what's on your table, you can start something now. And as you go, look, people like you coming in, then we'll have a credit repair person to refer someone to. You know, somebody who's in banking that comes in and helps us out, that started a personal finance, you know, thing. Here you are. You're a network person as well. So everything that anybody needs in our neighborhood, we can go, guess what? Go over to this company. They have it. Do you know somebody? Yeah. Yes, he does care. And that's one way that we support each other economically. Then it gives us collectively the right to have a taxpaying business owner's voice in matters of the country, period. We can increase jobs for ourselves. We can definitely help each other with what we have. I have a radio show with a platform. I have a publicist agency that helps people who are not registered get promoted and do certain things. How can I help somebody like a caterer who does catering and loves to cook? Well, they can have a slot on my show, which is exactly part of what we're doing. They'll have their own team network, everything. And we'll have options to teach our children that come along. This is the way you could be doing it, or this is the way you should be doing it. And you were saying?
And I'd like to just also say, too, that, you know, a lot of our people don't realize that having a home-based business is a great way to save on your taxes. So another thing that I do is I help motivated people increase their credit scores, reduce their taxes, eliminate their debt, create financial stability, and build wealth through business ownership. So what I do even with this credit repair as an agent with the financial education services is something that is easily taught, and we are everything that you do, whether you're with this business or whatever home-based business you're in, all this, everything from your mileage on your car, certain square footage in your home that can be accounted for as your office. My cell phone, I get to deduct my cell phone. Now, if I were just using the cell phone to you know, as it would be an expense. It would be a bad debt. But because I operate a business and I use my cell phone, I'm able to deduct 50% of the annual cost of my cell phone for a tax deduction. I'm able to deduct 100% of the tolls when I pay tolls in traveling. So there's a lot of reasons why, you know, as women, single women, married couples, young people coming up. Entrepreneurialism is a very, very important part of survival and thriving. And, you know, having an employment, having a regular job, absolutely nothing wrong with it, but it's important that while you have your job, that you also have something that can help you keep some of your money in that household instead of paying it out.
Absolutely.
So,
Darlene, you want to chime in on what you're feeling? Darlene?
Yes, I told you that was my house phone. Excuse me.
Okay.
That was my house phone. Sorry.
Well, I would like to hear what your aspect is on this. Whether you feel that, you know, our entrepreneurship and Linda's services as well, which I feel collaborates right along into doing this. You know, entrepreneurs definitely need to be guided on making sure that, you know, certain taxes are. We're definitely starting off home-based businesses because tax laws for sole proprietorships and LLCs and what kind you're getting can be very confusing. And if you enter the wrong thing or misentering something, you could be in a whole heap of something because you didn't understand it. So having somebody on standby or readily available to guide you along with that definitely keeps it up. And that's something that we don't tend to really think is important until it stops us from doing something we're ready to do.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, I have to put a little smile to what I'm going to say because, you know, it's a process. It's a step after step after step after step. Now, after Elaine helps you to save your money and invest in positive things, one of the positive things for me, this is my desire with Lights in the City Entertainment. We have a lot of high achiever children out there who is not being noticed or not being acknowledged for their achievements. I'm the person who would love to help to give them a foundation, something memorable, something tangible, something to hold on to. We have a lot of children out there that are making very good progress in school, doing well in school, academically, physically, and all sorts of things, and they only get a pat on the back. These children need more than a pat on the back. They need something to hold on to, something to motivate them so they can continue to progress on to the next year. So I have a lot of dreams myself that I have four children that I would like to put in place. And only with the help of their parents and the concern and the love from their parents that they would be able to connect with me and, you know, give the child a dream event that he can hold on to and remember. And, you know, because like I said again, you did well is not solid. It's not tangible. It's not something that they will hold on to and something that will motivate them to keep going and fight them. We have to give them something tangible, something that they can hold on to and keep in the memory and have a big pie smile on their face when they continue to make these achievements. So that's where I come in at. I am the person to help them and the parent and herself to, you know, create that dream for the children.
And that's awesome. And you know what, Linda, why don't you share a little bit about what your dream was and what your pet peeve, I guess, is. That's the best way I could see it. Because I think that I know from my team and I, we all had universally the same issues to deal with, you know, from relationships to children to things that went wrong when we went down to go get something we should be entitled to. So, you know, we all had something that said we need to do something about it. And so each of us in our own way have the same mission, maybe from different angles, sometimes right on the same angle but from different approaches. So I'd like to hear from you. I already know you, but I want my listeners to know what motivates you in this respect.
What motivates me in what I do right now is just trying to help as many people get their lives together, get their finances together, because we're, you know, as a community, we could be so amazing. And there are so many amazing people out there, but I just mean even more so. You know, it's, to me, like, one of the things that FES does is has a youth financial literacy program in place. So every person that purchases a protection plan from $2 of that money goes towards the scholarship plan. We send educators into the schools from the 5th to the 9th grade, and they actually, the students that complete this 8-week tutoring, they're in line for a um, for a finance. I've seen them as high as $20,000. Very, very nice financial scholarships to help the children and also the adults, because it's got to start. It starts from the top and trickles down. So that's really when you know what motivates me. That motivates me. I have been in other businesses, and for real, it's not about. If it's just about making the money, you can't be about just making money. It's got to be something bigger than that. It's got to be about what you're giving back and how you're seeing someone grow. And Ms. Darlene alluded to that as well, you know, talking about the youth. And so that's really what motivates me. And I'm a student. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly, you know, evolving and growing. And I just, that's what floats my boat. Can I say?
Well, see, that's what On the Edge Networks is all about. But I'm going to tell you what I mean. Darlene, you and I have been running with this show for quite some time, and we've practically seen every person with a big talk and very little movement. Everybody wants to be upset about, you know, the little boy that, you know, somebody did something unjust to them, or the kid that got shot, or, you know, they're dumbing down our schools, or they're closing up. Look at the massive school closings that they did in the Bronx and down in Flint, Michigan, and all these other places. And I've seen so many people step forth. And to those of you listening who are in the activism business and helps out and you actually do something, you know my motto, if the shoe doesn't fit you, don't put it on. But I'm going to say what we all know exists out there. People are out there hot bagging, or, you know, a bag of hot air winding their mission right in the moment of a travesty or some horrible thing that took place to some mom who had to watch their child get killed or demoted when they worked so hard to be someplace or be in a shelter, and the people with all these powers to do something hasn't cared one bit whether you got a real house to be in or not. So those are the things that motivated me. I've been out there homeless with my children. I've seen domestic violence go unnoticed or overlooked on purpose or willfully dismissed. I've seen rape be something that, because half these big wigs are out there using sex for a negotiating chip, they can't possibly put a criminal element on sexual acts of force. So we've all seen these injustices, and no one does anything, but they want to hear what you have to say. It's almost like that nosy neighbor that sits in front of your window and goes, "What just happened down the block?" And you go, "Oh, she fell down the stairs and her kids don't have any food." And they go, "Oh, that's so sad," to go back in their window and do absolutely nothing about what they just found out.
Right.
So the whole thing is, we're here to make some moves. So I'm going to elaborate a little bit once more to those of you there. Single moms, single dads, if you have an idea and you can't make that move and you have a passion for wanting to be at home and doing your thing and working and being with your children while you do, you need to see us. Call us at the information, which our page should have launched by now on Facebook, but we will be definitely making sure we are present everywhere that can be seen, so you can call us and ask us. But in the meantime, you can head over right to our Facebook page on the Edge Network LLC. You can click on send an email for more information and you'll get it. We have readily available internships in many fields for your children. For your children that's out there, now that the summer's out, or summer's in, I should say, those kids that are out there that could be getting into trouble, but they have a real good mind for something, give us a call. Let's see what we can do, because we have plenty of open positions that we need right now. And they will get full credit for their work showcased as well as ours. That's another issue. For those of you who need to showcase your freelance work, we can do that too. So give us a call and look out for information. I think... David, really weird. Okay, if you're listening in and you have noise in your background, I need you to kind of mute your mic so that everybody else doesn't go. Now, I think Linda dropped. Let me try to see if we get her back here.
I'm back.
All right, I got you. Yeah, your mic was out. Okay, so, Linda, now, how can people reach you?
Okay, there's a couple of ways. I have a website. It's 730andup.info, where they can go and get information on the financial education services. It's a link that will drive them to a protection plan that pays. Hello?
Okay.
Are you there?
It's a
website that's protectionthatpays.com. So I chose the site 730 and up because a year ago I had a 734. And as I explained to you, you know, I had some things that happened that caused my score to drop. And so 730 is not the where that's just a starting point. That's a point where it would make a difference between whether you can qualify for that beautiful four-bedroom dream house that you want or that car that you need or that apartment that you need even, because people don't realize it, but oftentimes, you know, it's not just the things that you want, but it's the things that you need that credit will come in the way of. Also, even as far as utilities, you ever notice that sometimes you might apply for a service and they want to run a credit check and then you may have to pay a deposit. You know, your credit score can determine the difference between whether or not you pay a hefty deposit to get that service initiated or not. So we want people to at least, you know, get in the settings. So that's what that is all about. They can also call me, reach out to me on my fan page, Lady Linda Bird on Facebook, or actually just call me directly. And my phone number is 443-740-5432.
Okay, that's wonderful. And I want to ask you, is there, because, you know, I would like to see if there's a few maybe misconceptions that we don't know about, like, you know, how much can a creditor ask or come after you for, or what is it that what kind of restrictions are given to people who are running your credit? Is there some sort of protection for us in that respect, if you know this type of stuff? If not, who do we go to find these things out?
So I need you to rephrase the question because I really don't understand what you're asking.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of times, like, you know, they're asking you for information, they run your credit check. Like, are there anything that they can't look for or they can't use to a point, even though they're reading
it? Well, basically, what they're looking for is your score, okay? So no one understanding what a credit score is. A credit score is simply a number that reflects your risk level as an individual to a lender. So the higher that number, then the lower the risk will be to the lender. So when they run your score, a lot of times all they need is, for a soft pull, they just need your date of birth and, let's say, the last four of your social. They just want to make sure, on a soft pull, they're basically trying to make sure that you are who you say you are. So, for instance, just the other day I was helping a potential customer with a company that I'm involved with. She was getting a home security system. Now, because the company is actually going to give her place about $1,700 worth of equipment in her home on the basis that she's going to pay for this ongoing service for 36 or 48 months, whatever her term was, they wanted to run a credit check. And she got a little bit, you know, a little perturbed about it, and I explained to her it's a soft pull. They're just wanting to determine that you are who you say you are. Now, when they're doing a hard pull, it's a little bit different. They might want your full social and your name, date of birth, and all of that. Your credit scores, basically, the more negative marks that you have on your credit score, the less likely you'll be granted the loan or whatever it is that you're looking for. So those scores are determined by your late payment history, also how many open accounts you have, believe it or not, how many open or revolving credit accounts you have can determine your score, and your payment history, your late payment history. That is something that actually will affect about 35% of your score.
Okay. That's a good, definitely good to know. Let me ask you this. What do you think for us in particular, do you find to be the most common, infractions against themselves or credit-wise, against their creditworthiness? And are there things that they're doing that we do that we may not know affect the credit? Like, I know of the open accounts. I'm sorry. I was going to say, I know of the open accounts. But I know that a lot of people think that, don't know that if you even try to get credit, that the query, inquiry into your credit also drops your score. So are there any other things like that?
Again, the inquiries are based on whether it's a soft, a soft pull or a hard pull. And understanding that, I'll tell you something else. How you manage your debt will affect your score. And what I mean by that is, if you have a credit card, and that credit card has a $3,000 credit limit. And you've maxed that card out to $2,500. So that gets reported. So basically you also want to keep your debts about 30% lower than the actual credit limit. So how you manage your debt, the length of time that you have an account, this is something else. Like if you have open accounts, you know, the older an account is, even if you're not using it, it's good to keep it open. And then maybe, you know, once in a while, just use it conservatively and pay it off immediately. The number of open accounts, the inquiries really only affect about 10% of your actual score, believe it or not. And there's things, and these are the things, you know, that as you get to read more and get to, you know, understand more about the credit reporting, and understanding, you know, the difference between good credit and bad credit, I would say, good debt or bad debt. I would say that, you know, like, for instance, if you were buying a car, I would consider that bad debt because that car is going to depreciate as soon as you drive it off the lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But now buying property, particularly if that property is going to be, let's say, a house or rental property, and you're getting into debt, but the property is going to make you money. It's going to you're going to put renters in there who are actually going to pay that debt. That would be considered good debt. So bad debt would be using your credit cards to buy groceries and furniture and clothing, things that are going to depreciate, and, you know, then you're going to be stuck paying interest on them long after, you know, you've lost interest in that item.
That's a really good thing. To hear that one. You know, because people don't really say that to you. And a lot of these credit repair quote unquote companies, they're more about like making the sale for the day than they are actually teaching you. Now, I did look up your company as we were speaking yesterday, and I didn't get to do a whole lot of, you know, like intense long-term reading, but based on like the overview and the things I was looking at, I do like the fact that it's more than just a credit repair service. They do offer actual financial educating because there's a lot of young people. There's a lot of young people that don't know the difference between, listen, your first car is not supposed to be something you lease at 18 or 19. Things to that effect. And I think that especially now, since the government is definitely taking away, you know, your right to keep your child a minor as long as possible, then they need to know that if you want to go out there and be in the big bad world, here's some things you need to know. And that's something, Darlene, that we spoke about when we were forming the business as well. It's more than just us putting, you know, a Linda service out and promoting, your business. It's about us forming something that we can give back to our community, and with our available resources and our best of our ability with those, we can make something happen and educate as we go. We can take what experience we have, what we can do, and make something happen and collaborate. That's something I think our kids will be able to get without it seeming like we're trying to, you know, make them kids again, because I think, you know, a lot of times I feel that this generation, even the ones that aren't out there trying to be grown in that respect, I think it's still kind of hard to teach them how to be kids because we're telling them, no, don't do that. And the government's like, come here, you need to tell your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're removing the safety net of us. It's systematic, and I think that more so with us, it's happening because they feel we don't have, we won't say anything, we don't have the resources to fight, but we do.
Okay,
but we do.
That, right?
We have what we have and can make something happen. Darlene does Lights in the City, and I might be a party planner. How would we not work together? Where if I have a grand event and she has these things that light up and make it more attractive and more, you know, noticeable. Plus, people have fun with those things, especially if they're getting in the party mood by a certain time. So why wouldn't that be something that becomes a network? Because now one is two.
But then the actual main goal, actually, in layman's term, I'm going to put it like this. My goal, desire, passion is to aid, assist as many people as I possibly can where they can save money. They can do some things that they would like to do, save money, and be able to take that money and do something else positive with it, like make an investment or something of that sort. Because today, to rent a space is thousands of dollars. That's not even including your food and your drinks and your, you know, all the other accessories. If you found someone who can give you a nice price for a whole package, then you'd be coming out better. You would be able to save, and then you'll have money to do something else with. So that's basically what we're trying to do, because, you know, everything costs money today, but you don't have to take all my money. You understand what I'm saying? So if we collaborate and implement ourselves within each other, she has this, I have that, Linda has this, Sonia has that, and we join forces together, then it wouldn't be as hard as us doing it one by one or individually, so to speak. So that's basically what we're doing, and we're trying to open the mindset of our people that without each other, we are bound to fail. Only
Absolutely.
When we come together will we be successful.
Absolutely. And like you said, we always spoke about each one teach one. You know,
exactly.
Each one give one. And us doing it as a corporation, you know, for all intents and purposes, there's so many more than just that. You know, every one step we take toward this, we're seeing three exponential benefits from it. So if one thing yields three new things, what would we be if we just kept it going? You know, like you said, renting a space. I didn't even think about that aspect. It can be thousands, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you, I did some researching when we were trying to find a venue, you know, for our meeting and stuff. Now, they have some really cool people with an innovative idea where they have spaces that they actually do just to rent people like us, you know, a space. 2 hours, 3 hours, they have a rate and everything. Some of them were ridiculously high for the amount of space that they were giving and the restrictions that they put on it. But the idea is there, and it's a market. It's a marketable thing. And I think that's where our people and our children lose sight, is that I was reading up a research, is that African-American women are the largest group of people to open a business. But we also shut down pretty quick. And that's the thing. Why is that? Which is why with us, it took 4 years of waiting it out, and researching because I wanted to figure out where's the glitch, what happened, where is the part of, you know, what is making you fail on your Wednesday sales? What is it that people do better on Friday for you? Why do you get a better you know, fit at this time of day but not at this time of night? So I studied. We studied everybody and everything, face-to-face marketing, teaching, listening to what people say, and we know what's missing from what they're saying or what we can add to what they're saying. We are out there looking for people who we see have our desire. One of the things I wanted to say earlier, cousin, was there's people like you and like Darlene and the other people that we've had on the show who are out there and they want to do something. Despite what everything is happening, they want to do something. But not all of us know where those people are. So we want to make sure that we have that place where wherever you are, you can stop here and this is the central headquarters and we will build from there. You know, advertising. 15 seconds on a TV commercial can be $15,000 to $3,000 to talk about something for 15 seconds. A radio ad can be anywhere from $800 to $2,500, depending on what time of day and how much time and what exactly they're doing for you. So here we are for $75 a year, giving you access to all of those things, plus constant promotions, plus making sure you have a client referral at all times, plus if you're a freelancer, we want to give you the opportunity to come in and show your work. We're promoting clean environment for our children. We're giving them the opportunity to showcase their music through our show and my publicist agency. But we're challenging them to come up with music that has a meaning without the vulgarity. And I may be out of the loop, but that's where I'm at.
Okay.
My, our youth are out there hearing and seeing a dime a dozen. Let's do something different. That's what we can do. Through our companies, through our available resources, because somewhere out there are people interested in something you have in this business. Why not bring them to it and let's see where it can go for them? Maybe they'll learn your craft and become another person doing your thing and maybe have a different way to do it. So we still have, you know, versatility. And diversity. But
well, I
feel like we can't talk. I feel like we got to do more than just talk about it. We got to be about it. So that's what we're trying to do here. And Linda, you're definitely one of them.
And I was just going to say that I really, really like what you're doing. And I totally, I'm behind you 100%. I told you that when we spoke this morning, that you can count on me to be participating. And I would love the opportunity to come back on this forum again in the very near future and just elaborate some more on the importance of credit repair and also how to maybe also share how other people in the community can also be a part and also earn a very nice income helping people. Nothing wrong with getting paid for helping people.
No.
And so, but ladies, I'm going to have to say goodnight. I thank you so much for inviting me on. It was a wonderful experience, and we will be on the edge.
Yes, Liz, yes, well, thank you, Linda Bird. Once again, she has a page, Lady Linda Bird, on Facebook, like us.
Yes, yes.
And your website was 730 and up.
Now, 730andup.com is where people can go to actually see the whole menu of the services that are offered with the protection plan. But the and there's a tab that they can actually click on to ask for more information. There's also 730andup.info it's also protection that pays. 730andup.info is where they can go to actually see a few videos that will actually really show them what it is that we do, how the protection plan works. And if anybody contacts me, if they go to my 730andup.com website and just, you know, there's a tab that says find out how, enter your first, last name, email, and phone number. I will get right back to you and show you how you can get started.
Well, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I can vouch for that. She will answer. She's a very quick responder. So I appreciate you coming and honoring my panel with your presence, madam. I thank you.
All right, dear. You're welcome.
Thank you. And I'll see you soon, very soon. Good night, my love.
Good. And, darling, it was very nice meeting you, too. All right. Good night.
Same to you. Yeah, look forward to seeing you. Okay.
Now, we have a short, you know, a little short time left. So, Darlene and everyone is out there. We're going to, some changes have been made to the lineup of the show. Those of you who know that I've been on a hiatus due to medical reasons, and we spoke about this back in March when I shared my experience, because there are people out there that are either suffering with this or are the loved ones of people suffering with this. So, we have, as my journey through this medical craziness with the support of my wonderful sister / partner there, Darlene, so many things have come to light. So with that being said, since we are a community-based, a very, very, very vigorous action takers, or at least we're trying to be, I have decided that every Wednesday, I'm going to dedicate a full segment to nothing but wellness. There are so many people out there that are dealing with chronic illnesses, permanent illnesses, terminal illnesses. And there are so many things that are going on now that a lot of people who don't suffer with what you have either think you're a pest, they are feeling helpless, so they get ignorant about the things they say to you, or they're really ignorant and don't know what to say, so they rather say, it's something you made up. Well, I have a heart disease support group and a fibromyalgia support group. I've invited them to come in so that they can start off our first segment telling you what it's like to deal with fibromyalgia. That's one of the things right now that for so long it existed, but no one wanted to hear about it because, you know what? Yeah, right. Nobody's in that much pain. Yeah, we are. So we want to bring to you things like that. So whatever your illness is, be it, you know, hammer toes that hurt and affects the way you walk, whatever illness you have and you feel like you're alone or you don't know about the latest treatments or you don't know about certain experiences or you think that things you're going through is in the twilight zone and nobody knows about it, join us every Wednesday night. And although my regular time is 10:30, tonight was special, but Wednesdays we will have the segments at 9:30 p.m. instead of the 10:30. We begin that. We will dedicate that because so many things, especially in our community, happen. We don't like going to the doctor until it's too late or nearly too late. So Wednesdays will be a wellness segment. I will be dedicating all Saturday to our entrepreneurs with our new business to showcase one every week, as well as speak the others in our regular showcase. Darlene, anything
yes.
new with your company that's happening now? Any events you need to know that they need to know about? Any place you need to promote and let them know where to be?
Well, God bless me, Katie. September 24th will be my birthday, and I'm proud to say my 6.0. I plan to be celebrating my birthday party at Sugar Hill in Brooklyn, New York, over on Nostrand Avenue. And I forgot the between streets, forgive me, but you can look up Sugar Hill Supper Club Diner, and it will give you the correct address. But I will be there celebrating my birthday with a host of friends and supporters on September the 23rd.
All right. That will be wonderful. And happy birthday in advance.
May I add, I will be performing that night as well.
Now, that will be a treat for those of you who will go. So one other thing I would like to say once again to reiterate and promote our business. We are a marketing and networking gateway company. We market you, and we are the gateway to you networking with other local entrepreneurs, be it registered or unregistered, and freelancers. We have so many things that we jam-pack into $75 a year. Plus, you have full rights to your company. We don't have anything to do with what's going on now. We're just an extra avenue and some extra resources for you, but we do it with such vigor, and we definitely have your back. We are going to make sure that anything you need, we will try to get. We are doing everything based on the hands of the little guy, the little person, that grocery store owner, that lady in the corner that knits and she wants to sell the sweaters. Anything that you do that is conductive and conducive and progressive, we want to know about it. $75 a year, that's your one time, your once a year payment, and you have so many things that go with it. Of course, there are things, if you want to go above and beyond the package, that are optional. You can do it, such as extra printing. We have so many things just in the welcome kit that's going to come to you. As I said, we haven't even built a website yet because we have kids that are in web design, that are actually behind the scenes right now getting it together. So however long it takes them to get it up, that's when we'll put it up. Until then, you can reach out to us. We can tell you all about what you need to know. We can offer you email price menus if you like. And in the next couple of weeks, stay tuned for the announcements that we will have an actual in-person live registration and networking event. We will be updating you with the details, the time, the place, what you'll need, if you need anything, what you can do that day. And you just get to know us and get to know what we're about. You can see the passion. This young lady that's on the phone with me right now, all of these things will make differences, and we will be doing it with what we have in our pockets. You know, the spare change, not the budget change. We will do it with what we have in our pockets. We will do it with what resources each of us come to the table with. We are going to be our own inner healing to our community body. We are the entrepreneurial empire that's built for the little guy, by the little guy. Every single thing you see is going to be made by a local that nobody wants to hear about, but will sooner than they know. We're going to make sure that every entrepreneurial dream you have will become on that gateway from between you and the world that awaits what you have to offer. Any last words, my love, because I'm going to shut us down this evening.
Yes, I never gave them my information. You can reach me at MissLady2U@Outlook.com, MVLA, a capital D, the number 2, the letter U, at Outlook.com. My phone number is 347-677-6500. Look forward to seeing you.
I hope everyone's listening up there. Now, little couple of things that we need at this moment. If you would like to know some information now, you can give me a call at the office, 516-405-0847. That's the number you can reach us at. It's also on our new page on Facebook. We are now looking for people who are in videography. I think if it's not covered already by Darlene, photography for sure. I need people who are in audio. Can do audio clips and put some commercial stuff together and everything. We've got a wonderful, famous voice actor who's been a supporter of the show, now is loving this new thing. We are looking for interns, and if you are an intern starting from the 10th grade in high school up, we will be listening and looking out for what you have to say. We're looking for people to write original music if that's what you want to do. We need people who will help us build a social media with a blog that, you know, if you're good enough, you might be able to run it with us and get that credit. And everybody will know your name or your tag or your signature. That's what we want to do to celebrate you. And we want to bring us up on the map, because Fortune 500 doesn't have anything on the riches that we have in our community. When a mama puts it together, when the dad puts his head together, when they do it together, when we get together, our kids will be okay, our lives will be okay, we'll be giving our part to this failing overall economy, and we'll have a voice even more so. We'll learn how to do taxes, we'll learn how to get our credit straight, we'll learn how to make everything less stressful on us, so that maybe we can have some breathing room and look back and remember what it was like when we owned something. So any final words, my dear?
Yeah, on my Facebook, my business page is Darlene Owens, not Darlene Cox Owens, but Darlene Owens, and that's connected to my Miss Lady to you. Thank you, panel. Thank you for all the people who are out there listening. I hope that we gave you something to hold on to or even to look forward to. Join us, please. By all means, join us. We need you. You need us.
Absolutely.
We need you.
Absolutely, we do. And you need you to put up everything that's out there for you. And what you can do. That the world out there needs what you have. They may not know it yet because no one's looking this way. But the world needs you. So until Wednesday night, we're going to skip tomorrow because we got to do some development. And when we get some developmental day for the business, but you can reach us out there on the business page. You'll see a lot of that happening on Facebook and on Instagram and even on Twitter. So until Wednesday night, everybody at 9:30 for Wellness Wednesday, our first debut segment on wellness. Be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, and we will see you back here on Wednesday. And hopefully we'll hear from you about your dreams and your business and what you can do for yourself and this community. So until then, God bless you, everybody, and good night. Good night, Darlene.
God bless. Good night, Katie.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.